This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
So there's a tactic I've noticed where the globalist media will take the stupidest person and make them an icon, knowing that their constituents are a lot of drooling, slobbering, rich kids, skinny jeans, $1,000, you know, smartphone in their hand at South by Southwest, you know, $3,000 tickets, staying in palatial fancy hotels that are $500 a night to $1,000. So you've got rich millennials always pulling up in their fancy cars, all posh. And then Paul introduced me to Ashton Whitty, a young lady from California that he interviewed a few times. She was coming to town. She wanted to do some reporting. Well, we had a glut of reporting. We've got like 10 different YouTube channels. And I had said right around that time, don't flood the main channel with 30, 40 videos. So getting right to it, I come on and there's like 20 videos of South by Southwest. And I said, they've just been put up. I said, delete them, put them all in sub-channels. I walk out of the room. A month later, this has been all over CNN, you name it. We're going to go to right now, Sailor Socialism. Dasha Nekrokoza, if you pronounce it right, I don't know, explains her viral InfoWars interview. Here's Vice, the very chill woman who owned InfoWars, is now an excellent meme. So they say, we took it down because she destroyed our reporter, blah, blah, blah. So I finally watch it. She's like, yeah, I like Bernie Sanders. I like socialism. I want everything free. You'd think I hired her. She's so stupid. Like the guy that dumped coffee on me, they thought I hired him because he was so stupid. No, that really happened. That guy's real. He really hates me. Anyway, so I'm going to play this video and then get Paul's take on it. But this is what they say I'm afraid of. I finally watched it this morning. I feel sorry for this woman. She's so stupid. Here it is.
Hi. Are you a fan of Bernie Sanders?
Yeah, I am.
What do you like about him?
That he's a socialist.
Why is socialism good?
Are you like, I don't really want to do this. What is this for?
We're asking people why they like Bernie Sanders.
For InfoWars?
Yes, we are InfoWars.
I think he has a lot of integrity. I like his value system. I like what he stands for.
Exactly what values.
It stands for?
Eating the rich.
Eating the rich. Well, are you aware that Bernie Sanders lives in three...
She's taking a drink off her $5 latte while she looks at the expensive smartphone at a very expensive deal. And it just gets worse. I mean... And then they say, I'm afraid of this? I'm going to have this tattooed on my brain. Here it is.
Well, are you aware that Bernie Sanders lives in $3 million homes?
No, I was not aware of that.
Yeah. And are you aware? I'm going to ask you something. So if they're about eating the rich, why do you think so many of the 1% support socialism?
Is that true?
It's very true.
Like who?
Well, for example, you know Venezuela, right?
Heard of it.
A majority of the country is currently eating rats while their politicians are drinking champagne on a daily basis.
Check the phone.
But that's not the 1%.
The 1% of Venezuela.
I'm talking about America.
Well, in America, I'm saying...
Pause again. See, it's America is the problem. Continue.
Sanders were president, right? And he wanted to bring the same ideas as socialism into this country.
Yeah.
Do you think that we would benefit?
Yeah.
But I just told you Venezuela's eating rats.
But I just want people to have health care, honey. I don't want, like...
Well...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
People have, like, worms in your brain, honestly.
Yeah, like worms
in
your brain.
I mean, you're the one who can't answer the question.
What question?
The question is...
If you shut it, pause. If you shut a bunch of school children, both these women, and said, who's got worms in their brain?
Lyle wanted for there for here. We're going to come back and let Paul Watson finish up, and then we've got Great First Amendment. I want everything free.
I would have asked, man, you got a nice smartphone. Man, you're here $3,000 with South by Southwest. Where are you staying? If you don't like free market, go somewhere to a third world hellhole, you dumb moron. But this is who they hold up. They teach you to worship the failure, like the CIA funding ugly art and ugly architecture. This woman's it. She's the symbol of ugliness.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Sweet dreams are made of this. Who am I to disagree?
Everyone thinks so, but I would never say it. You know what I want to do? I want to get it finished. The prize I want is victory for the world.
In here, and the center is going to do something about these flies.
Cut that. We're going to...
Well, places where we're fighting for the republic. We're trying to restore the country to its axis of renaissance. Here it is, Daily Mail. They're all reporting it. UK sharing hate post online could lead to 6 months in jail under newly proposed rules. And then a liberal like Count Dankula, who makes comedy videos like Charlie Chaplin or John Cleese making fun of Hitler, had the dog Heil Hitler. They're saying he's facing 6 months to over a year in prison. So this is real. And joining us for the rest of the hour is Mark John Randazza of Randazza.com. He's a very respected First Amendment lawyer out there across the country. I've asked a lot of people, hey, who's really good? They're like, well, Mark Balin, Mark Randazza. There's a lot of guys that are older than them that were also famous for that are retired. But the law firm I've got in D.C. represents the Bushes and people. But they're representing me on a bunch of these fake things that are going on with the whole Sandy Hook deal. I'm not saying Sandy Hook's fake. I'm saying the fake lawsuit against me is filled with lies and all the rest of it, but this is the whole lawfare situation. But we're finishing with Paul Watson. This all ties together. Paul, from the UK, what do you make of Vice and Kid Vogue and all of this Teen Vogue with this young woman who looks like she's about 25 at South by Southwest, $3,000 ticket for the full ticket. She's got a smartphone. She's got the most elite ticket you can get, according to her lanyard. She's got fancy clothes, all this stuff. She's with some, rich-looking dude, all dandied out. And she's saying she wants socialism, but only for America, but knows nothing about Venezuela. Then they hold her up as this genius and say, our reporter is a moron, and we're scared of this interview. And I finally watched it. Why do you think they take the most collapsed, stupid, moronic people? And we'll play some of her in a moment, so just play it from anywhere. She sounds like an idiot. What is this tactic? Like the CIA putting up ugly architecture, ugly art to like make ugly or stupid the new avant-garde? What is this, Paul? What is this tactic? How do we quantify this?
Well, you could say the left can't meme. I mean, if this is their big hero, this is a woman who gave an interview saying capitalism is evil. She's got her head buried in an iPhone. I don't see Venezuela, I don't see North Korea producing many iPhones, Alex. I mean, she's being given a platform by Vice. They love her. They've done like three articles about her, calling her an extremely chill woman. In other words, meaning an apathetic, dumbo moron who can barely talk, who responds to the question about Venezuela by saying, heard of it, heard of it. This is their big hero, a drooling idiot who can barely talk, who has no arguments, who is a complete hypocrite. Of course, Vice.com gives her a platform. They give a platform to some other very interesting other people. Todd Nickerson, the admitted pedophile, he's still on Vice.com. Remember, Salon.com reported on him, gave him a platform, gave him several articles, deleted the articles out of shame. He's still on Vice.com. They've got no standards.
And remember, he shows a four-year-old girl.
They've literally taken a drooling idiot who knows nothing about socialism, who knows nothing about the fact that to fund government programs like healthcare, you need a creator class. You need wealth at the top. Otherwise, it doesn't get paid for. It collapses literally into people eating zoo animals and rats. They're like, oh, my God, she said they're eating rats. They are eating rats. Right? Can you do a Google search? Venezuela's collapsing. Their currency's worth less than video game currencies at this point. This is the end game of socialism. It's killed millions of people throughout history. Oh, but this is cool and trendy now because this idiot drooler who can barely talk says some chill things in response to actual questions. If this is the best they can do, then they're struggling big time.
Now, Tommy Robinson, they want to put him in jail. They've been talking about it under this new UK regulation, not even law, Paul, in closing, for saying 88% of rapes are Muslims. Well, I mean, that's in the statistics. But, hey, all they've got to do is do what Finland's done now and a few other countries where their high court has ruled that they're allowed to rape children. So a 20-year-old can rape a 10-year-old, and it's not rape, because that's the Muslim culture. So we have literal rape culture from Islam being defended. Meanwhile, they put up a statue in Florida of the famous sailor kissing the nurse, and she said she liked it. By the way, he did it in front of his wife, the sailor did. That's how stuff was, baby boom was about to happen. They just beat the Nazis. They actually compare this to Nazi oppression, though, in these articles and call it rape culture. ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, beating Hitler and, you know, losing family members and losing your brothers and your sisters and everybody and the people that lived, you know, yeah, there was an orgy when everybody got back. Sorry, that's how it works. That's not rape, ladies and gentlemen. But let's look at some of these rape photos. There's some powerful vintage photos of soldiers kissing their loved ones. Look how evil this is, that man and woman loving each other. This has got to stop. This celebration is so horrible. This is so evil, Paul. Look more. Again, viewer discretion advised nowadays. These photos are just absolutely terrible. Nothing like beating Hitler to drop the panties. I mean, that's what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. But on Twitter, they compared me to Hitler for tweeting some of these out, Paul. Closing comments on that, my friend.
Well, I mean, we had a situation in Britain where they banned a beach body ad of a toned, fit, athletic woman because it was body shaming and replaced it with these three obese land whales who are going to, unfortunately for them, have premature deaths. This is the complete reversal of sanity. This is anti-woman. This is anti-human. Everything they do is an absolute despicable reversal of logic inflicted upon us. What can we expect at this point? It's absolutely incredible.
Well, in every culture, when you lose millions of people, there's a baby boom right after. That's called
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree?
All right, I couldn't think of a better time to have Mark Randazza, a leading First Amendment lawyer, here in studio with us. I'm not having my lawyers on about particular defamation cases against me by the Democratic Party using the families of Sandy Hook and using others to basically try to build a case to go up the Second Amendment, First Amendment. But at the same time, more and more people are recognizing this is happening, and InfoWars has been chosen as the test case. But there's a lot to cover in Europe. Mark, we were talking during the break. You wrote a story for CNN.com about Count Dankula, who's a comedy guy. Again, John Cleese, all the other famous comics did their Hitler jokes. They've had Sarah Silverman do the Hitler jokes on late night TV, but he did a Hitler joke, and he's been convicted and is facing up to a year in prison for having his pug Heil Hitler.
Yeah, for a hate crime, which is absurd. I mean, this guy had his girlfriend has a little pug dog that she squeals all the time about how cute it is. It annoys him, so he decides he's going to do something funny and teach it how to do a Nazi salute.
A dirty trick,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, you got to admit, in the scheme of like trolling your girlfriend, it's somewhat brilliant.
My wife pied me this morning. She wasn't mad at me. She just slammed a key lime pie into my face.
All right, I mean something else to my clients, but okay. Yeah, anyway, this is just it's just messing with his girlfriend, and they decide that this is a hate crime? Why? I mean, it's absurd, but it is this view, this idea that bothers me when one side of a debate decides that it can't win in the marketplace of ideas, so it just says it's going to try to win through suppression of those ideas, even jokes about it. I mean, this is nothing but a joke. Any idiot could see that. And for the prosecutor to even bring the case, much less for the court to convict him, he's a travesty in a country that's supposed to be a democratic society.
And here's the thing. This is mechanized. It's organized. It's moving. And just to be clear, I wouldn't pick the weights up in the garage because I use that as a gym. And it became a joke for days that I wouldn't pick them up. And I said, she's not my mommy. And then I'd asked her to get me a key lime pie like a week ago, but I didn't ever eat it. So it was a friendly joke, but she did pie me.
Sure. Hey, yeah.
While I was laying there doing flies, all of a sudden my wife goes, bam, key lime pie. It was kind of fun.
Well, if she had put a swastika on the pie, you could charge her with a hate crime, I suppose.
Absolutely. But yeah, so he's flirting with his girlfriend, messing with her. Plus, he got millions of views. He made money off of it. He's a comic. How can Charlie Chaplin do it, or how can John Cleese do it, but this guy can't do it?
I don't think it has anything to do with what the guy is. I think it has to do with, people who want censorship are going to try to push the envelope at every opportunity. And, right now, it happens to be that this is this is much more the purview of the left, at least in the West. That wasn't always the case. And, I've got shoes that have been around longer than it's been a liberal value to be in favor of censorship.
How did they completely flip since Trump got elected? They're now, we want to end it. It's evil. Get rid of it.
Because so few people are committed to neutral civil liberties, and they're more committed to tribe. So they decide if they can use censorship to further their views. I mean, I remember back in the Bush administration, his entire Justice Department was devoted to trying shutting down pornography because
or rappers.
Yeah, they wanted, and before that, you had Tipper Gore. My God, Al Gore's
and the left was all freaked out about it. But I mean, now here's why they're doing it. The left before was making money out of Hollywood and all the smut and the porn and the rest of it. They wanted to break down society. I'm not saying censor people, but I have my comment on what they were doing. Now they have the tools with social media and big tech. So now that they have the Ring of Mordor, they're putting it on.
I agree. You see this with people on the right being systematically no-platformed from, not just from media sites, But, you know, from YouTube, from Facebook, from Twitter, and now from PayPal and Stripe, you know, if any company decides that it doesn't like the kind of thing you have to say, you're off. Now, from a
and that's exactly what Mark Balin was telling me yesterday, my lawyer on this. He said, no, they're building towards a total no platforming where you're going to be in a ghetto. Just like the Nazis did, they're going to kick you off everything. They're going to try to bankrupt you, which they admit they're trying to do.
Yeah, I mean, from a legal standpoint, I have to admit, they have a legal right to do that. They can decide they don't want them on here. You can decide, you know, you don't like what I have to say and go to a break and kick me out of here. But when you invite that kind of one-sided debate, when you invite that kind of suppression of views that you don't like, you're doing something that is just not in any way healthy for a free society. It's
sure.
not.
Mark, I don't know if I totally agree with you. You know, if a gay couple gets $500,000 because a Christian didn't want to bake their cake, I'm a libertarian. I say, hey, bake their cake, but hey, $500,000, come on, give me a break. But if you know, we're getting to the point where conservatives and libertarians are being discriminated against about being able to enter marketplaces,
yeah,
that's very discriminatory. I mean, if we said we're not going to let black people have a platform on YouTube or something, they're going to say, oh, well, that's racial. But if it's political, it's the same thing. I know judges have ruled, hey, you can refuse conservative service. Where's that leading? It leads to a total war. Plus, we've got this larger issue where it's going to go tit for tat. I mean, take Amazon. They're not letting Christians use the platform for their whole program of charity. And so Christians need to boycott that.
Look, that's, they may, when it comes to racial discrimination, we do have laws that are clearly against that. When it comes to political discrimination, there are some laws in California, for example, the Unruh Act has been interpreted to prohibit that. But that's really not a slam dunk theory. It's one that I'm trying to push in some cases. But you're right that if we don't look at it just so much as a legal issue, but as a normative issue, you're right. At some point, this kind of speech doesn't go away. Where it goes is it goes underground. People will find a way to organize, reorganize, and then I think you're going to find it even more scary. I mean, the thing is, nothing has given, I think, the extreme, extreme right, the neo-Nazis, nothing's given them more credibility and more strength than the efforts to shut them down. I mean, in the past, when you'd have a neo-Nazi march, a bunch of people would stand around, point at them and laugh, and it would be a ridiculous spectacle of five or six guys, trying to cosplay Nazis, and everybody would laugh at them, and no one would take them seriously. But now, when you have this organized effort to commit violence against them, to try to take them down off of off of any means of expression, well, then you wind up giving them just that little bit of martyrdom. You give them that little bit, that edge of now they're the rebel.
Well, I was about to say, or take InfoWars, where Megyn Kelly edits tape of me saying that Hillary killed children in a basement, and I was talking about Hillary funding the Arab Spring. It's in the same clip. She just edited it and then played it. That's the defamation. That's the disinformation. That's the attack. And then they use that to try to deplatform us. That's going to cause a major Streisand effect for InfoWars.
Perhaps, yeah. I mean, there was a time when I remember the internet companies just wouldn't listen to anything resembling censorship. The whole mantra in Silicon Valley was that we are the free speech wing of the free speech movement, and we're going to let the marketplace of ideas decide.
But that's when they were getting total dominance over the web. Now that they've got 90%+ total control, they are the internet. Now that the internet has been privatized to these multinational groups, Google's bigger than most governments, they're now rolling up the trap.
And they're not accountable. And what really bothers me is that it's almost like it's an experiment. Let's see if we can do it to the far right. Let's see if we can do it to Klansmen and Nazis, because if you can do it to them, you can do it to anybody.
Well, that's how it was in Nazi Germany. First they went for this group, then that group. That's how authoritarians always work. It's a formula. It's in the WikiLeaks. Mark Randazzo, stay there. We're coming back. I'm talking about solutions. What do we do to turn the tide and defeat this? Because the censorship is here. Europe already arrests you if you say, hey, a Muslim raped a little girl. You're arrested. England's now putting that in. It's coming here next. This is draconian. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Pests, wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie Guy. I would like to invite you to a free health lecture where I'm going to educate you on how to flourish with better health now and in your golden years. We will be at the Holiday Inn Airport, Springfield, Missouri. Registration time is 6:30 p.m. This is May 18th. You can give us a call for free registration at 833-WALLACH. That's free registration, 833-925-5224. 833-925-5224.
Is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing in into my little world.
I was talking to Mark Randazza during the break, and he dropped a bombshell on me, and I just pulled up the news article here. The American Bar Association is saying that if you make politically incorrect statements, according to their definition, you will be disbarred, not just in the practice of law, but in your own life. That is the end of the First Amendment. This is a clear assault by the big corporations, the institutions, the tech giants, the old media that's falling apart, the old political guard, to absolutely bully everyone into submission. And, Mark, I didn't even know about this. I mean, this is just incredible that this is happening. And you were saying when you take a political test, you're right smack dab in the middle, you know, of the liberal column. And, yeah. And I've known about you for years. I know that. But you're a First Amendment guy. And all these lawyers I know, liberal and conservative, my local Austin lawyer, very liberal, very good guy, Eric Taub, he was telling me that he's never seen the corporations, the law firms, the companies, the individuals so scared and just saying we have to do this. Well, this is total bullying. That's what political correctness has become, where there's always more you've got to do. Now they're taking, you know, mankind or humankind, you know, out of the national anthem of Canada. They're taking mother and father off the forms because that's a hurtful word. I mean, is there any end as the scourge of the political correctness and authoritarianism of the universities, like diseased tumors busting open and metastasizing?
Look, it's a requirement of orthodoxy. And that's one thing. I've never liked orthodoxy. You know, the fact that I do seem to be, you know, if I plot myself, yeah, I do wind up right smack in the center of the liberal field.
And the allure of the old left was that it wasn't orthodoxy.
No, it had room for debate. You know, these are the people that there was a time when communism was something that we wanted to suppress here, and it was the old liberals that said, wait a minute, there's room for the philosophy that killed 90 million people. There's room for the philosophy of Stalin and Mao in our society. There's room for that because the marketplace of ideas will discredit it. And to the extent it doesn't, I mean, heck, even they might have one tiny shred of something that might be true that we take out and use as our own and get rid of the rest. But that's just not how people want it now. And that's what troubles me. You know, when you talked about rule, this ABA rule, the American Bar Association has been trying to push this rule 8.4G, which would require lawyers to always be politically correct. I mean, I
could go into bore the hell out of your viewers. That would turn it into a full bore cult.
Yeah, I mean, I could bore the hell out of your viewers with the legality.
No, this is huge. This is one of the biggest guilds, biggest professional groups in the country. One of the most powerful things in the world.
Yeah.
And they're saying you will adhere to whatever our new doctrine is.
And not only in the practice of law, but anything connected to it. So, for example, I'm on your show right now, and I'm a lawyer. This is connected to the practice of law.
You're going to be criticized for coming on.
Oh, yeah, that's already happened. But I'm also pretty sure you're not winning the Political Correctness Award this year. I could be disciplined under 8.4G if any of the bars that I was a member of had adopted it. Fortunately, to this day, so far, I believe only Vermont has adopted it, which is a little strange. But you know, Montana and Tennessee rejected it. Nevada's taken it off the table. So people are pushing back. It's not as terrifying because lawyers are looking at this. Arizona's currently considering it. So if you're a lawyer in Arizona and you want freedom of expression.
Point is, there is an iron curtain. To quote Churchill, guys, try to pull up Churchill's Iron Curtain speech. There is an iron curtain descending down now across Eastern Europe, and the evil Soviet Empire is expanding, and they are destroying free speech and censoring. I mean, this is an iron curtain descending.
You know, it's almost too bad that the iron curtain fell, I've said sometimes, because it gave us at least this negative example of what we did.
Exactly. Don't be like that.
Yeah.
Because now we're becoming that.
Because it was, you know, it was one party rule, one way of thought. You could be a dissident in East Germany. You could do that. You wouldn't get ahead. You wouldn't get into colleges. You wouldn't get the jobs you wanted.
And that's the new system they're setting up here.
Right. And we, you know, when you think about, just think about like communist East Germany.
In America, we're going to live like, sorry, go ahead.
But also, you know, at the time, we also said we wanted to fight. We put everything against that because we wanted this freedom of thought. We wanted this freedom of expression. And we didn't want to live in a surveillance state. And now we've voluntarily given so much more surveillance power to the 650 area code than we ever would have tolerated under the Stasi would drool over what we've given to Silicon Valley as far as surveillance powers. And now we've also got that coalescing into a way to suppress political thought.
And are we surprised that Germany 3 years ago began hiring senior former Stasi to run Facebook censorship program and to call the police?
No, not at all. I mean, I think the Stasi would be absolutely at home in Silicon Valley today.
Well, when we talk about England, as it's already happened in Europe, if you criticize Islam or gays, 6 months in jail. And now it's happening.
Sure. And, you know, even, and but I say even if that criticism is unfair, even if that criticism is wrong, mean, bigoted, so what? Because are those ideas, are these bigoted ideas so scary to these people that they can't stand in opposition?
Well, but it's even worse. It always only expands. They're just setting the precedent with what sounds popular. Oh, let's ban the Nazis. Next, it's, oh, we're going to fire this police chief. He reported that 92% of the rapes in Stockholm are for Muslims. I mean, and of course, like you said during the break, first it's we can hit Richard Spencer in the head. I don't like Richard Spencer, but no, don't. But next, hit anybody you want in the head.
Well, it's everybody thought it was funny when you said, hey, it's okay to punch a Nazi. And then it becomes, you see it right there on the screen. Now, that's okay. Why? Because you disagree with his politics? You cross that speech violence divide, and you are the one firing the first shot.
And then what would happen if Spencer knew how to fight? And then he broke that guy's neck. Then was it okay you got your neck broken? These rules are there to protect you people.
You know, honestly, had that happened, maybe the world would be a better place because the kid with the mask, I think, should have had his neck broken. But, that's not what happened. But then it expands, right? It's edgy and great and gets you adulation down at the local Starbucks when you say it's okay to punch a Nazi. But then it's...
But suddenly they define me as a Nazi instead of...
The problem, yes. The ever-expanding definition of Nazi to these idiots is anybody who isn't 100% in their camp, and they demand such political orthodoxy that you see them also eating their own. I mean, eventually you're going to have only one person left on the
list. Hey, I was so politically blind growing up and everything. I didn't even think when I married my first wife that she was half Jewish, what that meant, and the white supremacists hating my kids. And then I get to have my sister's Korean adopted, my kids, you can say are part Jewish, whatever, I'm proud of that. The point is then the Nazis hate me, but then the left calls me a Nazi everywhere when there's not anything racist I'm even saying.
Well,
and they go, that Nazi doesn't even deserve to be on the air.
Right, because everybody who doesn't agree with me is a Nazi. I mean, that's really where it's going. And then you extrapolate that to, well, violence and other forms of suppression are okay against anybody who's a Nazi. But if you expand that view, next thing you know, you're left with, Nazi just means somebody that I want to punch if I'm on the left.
Well, use the real Nazi analogy. They did it with the Jews and a few other groups first. And as we know, by the end of World War II, if a Richard Nazi wanted somebody below him's money, they just called him a spy and took their stuff. And pretty soon it was mainly Germans who'd been serving the Reich and people that Hitler was jealous of. Oh, suddenly Field Marshal Rommel, you're a Jewish agent. We're going to make you commit suicide. It just expands.
Well, wasn't that because he tried to kill Hitler?
Well, he did too. Yeah. I mean, that's a little bit of a reason.
That'll get you in trouble. You try to kill the dictator or even the democratically elected president.
Yeah.
You get in trouble. But still, it's...
You did show you a little bit of a history buff there.
Well, I'm tiny, but not enough that I could debate it long, but I can definitely
hearing Rommel, they think Rommel knew. He actually wasn't, but yeah. They wanted Rommel to lead Germany into a peace deal, and Rommel had agreed that day. They were already surveilling him. And then killed him that day.
Yeah, look, all my knowledge of it comes from that movie, Valkyrie. So
it's a good movie. It's very accurate.
That was a great movie. But, you know, really, if this comparison, you know, when you try to compare anything to Nazis, it doesn't work. You know what's like Nazis? Just Nazis. Even neo-Nazis of today.
No, but I agree. But if you want to do a parallel of youth brigades hitting people in the head with bike locks, calling for other people to have their speech taken, and calling to be able to use violence exclusively against somebody else, that's pretty Nazi-like.
Look, we don't have to call it Nazi-like to make it wrong.
It's authoritarian.
You know, it is. And
we'll be right back. Stay there. Stay with us, folks.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I should have introduced Mark Randazza as the guy that represented the Daily Stormer, you name it. And you know, there he was with a Jewish lawyer and a gay lawyer, he was just telling during the break, representing this guy. And when they were taking his website down off the providers, people thought it was a hoax. Liberal media was like just a year ago, oh, whatever, Daily Stormer, you're just doing this. No one's trying to take you down. Now you've had the court case, all of it. A year and a half later, take Alex Jones down. You know, he's a horrible criminal. And then they misrepresent what I've said. It's bad enough if I was really a Nazi, you shouldn't take me down. But then they lie. So can you speak some of the Daily Stormer model? Because, again, they start with something really unpopular.
Right.
People don't believe what's happening in America. Not even a defamation suit. Just you're not allowed to be online. And you told me you can't get into the details of it, but... well, let's just say this. You've been threatened before, and lawyers have, not to even represent people.
Yes. I mean, frankly, that was worse back in the Bush years when I was representing pornography companies. I mean, I first started carrying a gun because I was getting emails from people saying that, you know, with Bible verses telling me that I should be taken out for representing pornography.
A.K.A. Larry Flint.
Yes. So, you know, that's when I started carrying. So people asked me.
By the way, Larry Flint used to publish my articles when I was exposing Inside Job, 9/11, or all this stuff. But as soon as I supported Trump, meh.
Yeah. Well, you know.
But my point is, when Bush was in, I was like, oh, he is. When Bush was in, I'm supposedly a communist. And then now that Trump's in, I'm this right-wing Nazi.
Well, that's, you know, that's a good sign. All right, if the political winds shift around you and you are nailed down to this rock of neutral civil liberties, I think that's a good place to be. Unfortunately, there's not too many people clinging to that rock. But you know, to answer your inquiry here about, you know, what happened to the Stormer, I mean, I don't like anything on the Stormer. I never read it before I represented it.
It attacks me a lot.
Sorry, you know. But I don't,
the only times I saw it, it was vicious. Is it still up?
It is. But
guys, I'll prove this. Type in AlexJonesDailyStormer.com. And I mean, I hardly ever look at it. The lies on there. Go ahead. But you know what?
It is
that rat is it has his right to have that up there.
That's how I look at it. He has a right to express himself, but also, not only is it good that he has that right, but I think it's good that we let people like that express themselves. If you want to defeat that idea, bring your own idea. But unfortunately, what's happened is people who want these ideas down, who, I mean, I don't understand what it is about that somebody who feels that their arguments are so impotent, so weak that they can't stand to have this website up. So they go to the domain name servers, they go to the domain name providers and tell them, yank their domain name. Then they go to their web host, yank their web hosting, yank all their banking ability, and drive them completely underground. That has done more to help this guy.
Here, go back. There it is. ADL Shill, Alex Jones. Here, let's pull up the Daily Stormer. I don't mean to interrupt you.
Sure, hey. It's
for TV viewers. Go back.
It's your show.
Yeah, no, it's your show when you're on. Scroll down, guys. Go ahead.
Yeah, see, I mean, look, all of this, if this is, if this here, you look at this, and if you can't combat that with your viewership, and you can't combat that through arguments that you can make on this show, then, you know, that doesn't say a lot about you. And, frankly, you can. I mean, this is...
Well, I'm kind of upset. Used to, he attacked me more. Some of these aren't even that mean. Maybe maybe he's woken up. Here, let's go back.
Take a picture of you.
Oh, I was just saying I'm a fat ass. Here, go back and show some of the older articles. Scroll down, because I know I saw stuff on there before it was mean about me.
Yeah, I mean, look, of course, they're Nazis. They're not nice. I mean, that's part of the philosophy, right? But you're not going to look at feel-good pieces on here. But this is part of the marketplace of ideas. The way you defeat these ideas is you don't buy them and you bring other ideas forward. I mean, I don't know of anybody who's ever been mentioned on this site that's probably proud of themselves, or at least proud of the article, except sometimes, sometimes I'm pretty proud of the people who criticize me. I mean, Westboro Baptist Church did a video criticizing me and, threatening me with fire and brimstone. And the day that happened, I called my mom. I was like, hey, Mom, I've arrived. Westboro Baptist Church is protesting me. So...
Well, I confuse all the Daily Stormers and Stormer this, Stormer that. But I know some of those Stormer sites have attacked. There's a little bit of attacks in there, but not what I remember. But that was years ago. I don't even pay attention to that stuff in so long. It makes my head hurt.
Yeah, I mean, look, Nazi ideas are silly. I mean, that's why...
Sure, but this obsession with it, we have the new authoritarianism, not the Nazis 70 years ago we're facing. And so I think your point about the Nazis were the Nazis.
Yeah.
Moving on now. What would you call the modern authoritarian left?
Look, there's something new. I mean, this is a new thing.
What do you call it? It's beyond.
I don't have a label for it. You know, maybe we could invent one. But really,
legal terrorism?
I don't think it needs a label. I think you just need to look at it and see how utterly scary it is. You know, remember when Silicon Valley was this great thing? It was going to disrupt everything, and these big closed fortresses of companies that had run everything forever were going to start to lose some ground.
And now it's meet the new boss, worse than the old boss.
That's the problem. You know, we're going to be down to five CEOs who run everything. And heck, at least an authoritarian government is at least in some ways accountable to something. These are completely unaccountable.
Well, you look at how Bezos is so cold-blooded about everything and so mean and anti-liberal and how he basically pays no taxes, and then he's funding all these groups pushing for the middle class to have higher taxes. He's such a hypocritical villain, man. Yeah. And then I find out he's in my business. He's got the Washington Post calling me a snake oil salesman when I sell supplements that he sells as well. I mean, it's just, come on, dude.
Well, this is how, I mean, this is the result of letting these companies have so much immunity and so much control. I mean, you look at Google, and Google used to have, you know, used to be, don't be evil was their motto. And now, I think if you wanted to have a similar motto today, it'd be, don't be Google. I mean, Google is one of the most...
Ooh, did you invent that? Instead of don't be evil, don't be Google.
Yeah, I'm gonna sue anybody who uses it.
No, I'm sure as heck. Get that domain right now. Our guy's in there. I want don'tbegoogle.com. Get it.
You know,
I must have it. We got to get you as one of our legal analysts here. Only if you wear a swastika armband.
I'm not going to do that. not now, nor have I ever owned one.
It's a joke.
I have an Italian flag kippa, but, you know, that's about it.
You can have that. That's good. We like Italians. Anyway, seriously, though, expanding on this, without getting into the details of my cases, my lawyers don't want me to, obviously.
Right, that would be a bad idea.
What do you make of this? The assaults you've seen on us?
Look,
you've read the lawsuits.
I have seen, let's just generalize to the number of what I call slap suits that have been filed against people for political reasons over the past couple of years. They have always been there. You know, there have always been slap suits. There have always been people who try to silence others through. You know, the process is the punishment sometimes, as you're probably aware. I'm sure you write a lot of big checks to your lawyer. Lawsuits are expensive and they feel extremely wasteful. And at the end of it, you're drained. And that's the whole point of it. I see this happening, you know, not just to you, but to a lot of people politically on the on the right. And the point of it is to drain you, to make sure that there is a price for expression that perhaps you cannot pay. And that is just completely disgusting to me. And it's what's even more disgusting is when you see cases like this that aren't just thrown out. I mean, they really should be thrown out. And, you know, in Charlottesville, there is a very large lawsuit going on right now against the guy who drove the car into the crowd of people. That guy should be sued. I can't see any justification to let him off the hook.
Absolutely.
But then also the list of defendants is anybody who talked about going to Charlottesville, anybody who said, let's go to Charlottesville for this protest.
They're now saying anybody that showed up, they're even calling reporters that showed up who weren't part of the alt-right. They're calling them alt-right and saying they need to get in trouble. Briefly, speaking of the devil, if you stand with us and buy the products, which are already excellent that you already need, all this garbage will not bring us down. But if it is able to bring us down, ladies and gentlemen, and we're confident that it won't, and I'm not just confident, we're extremely confident, then it will set a precedent for the entire world. But I've talked to the top lawyers across the country. They now agree that we are the test case to try to end the First Amendment in this country. And hear what they're doing to the American Bar Association, trying to get those rules through where they have no free speech. It's time for lawyers, too, to stand up for free speech, like Mr. Randaz is doing. And it's time for listeners to understand, we make it easy to support us. We've got 50% off super high-quality, concentrated, fluoride-free organic toothpaste fortified with iodine, tea tree oil, colloidal silver, peppermint, you name it. The children's has all that in it, but the tea tree and the peppermint is too strong. We have the three immune gargles and the mouthwash with colloidal silver, iodine, and more. They're all there. Super next level. We're talking 16 ounces of the silver salt solution, one of the best types out there. I mean, I have not really hyped this up enough, the immune gargle, how great it is, but it's all set to sell out. I'm still putting it out there because I want you to see how great it is to keep reordering it. So I'm enticing you. Now, the combo pack's brand new. There's no reviews of that. Thousands of five-star reviews for the individual products, free shipping on it, 50% off. We have the ultimate turmeric formula, 95% curcumin level, bodies. Amazing. If you know about turmeric, if you don't know about turmeric, learn about it. 50% off of that right now and a bunch of other specials. The DNA Force special, 50% off, is going to end on Monday. Forgot to tell you that, so take advantage of that. Now stronger, DNA Force Plus. We've got hundreds of great T-shirts that help spread the word and reach out. And you know, it's kind of choose your own adventure, what's going to happen when you wear one. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us. Hour number four.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.